ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 12, Verse Number 40. Mahimānām vilokyasya Nārado Bhagavān Rishihi Ato Dhyām Itudān Shlokān Shatre Gāyātvat Chetasām ಮಹಿಮಾನಾಂ ವಿಲೋಕ್ಯಸ್ಯ ನಾರದೋ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಋಷಿಹಿ ಅತೋದ್ಯಾಂ ವಿತುದಾನ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕಾನ್ ಕ್ಷತ್ರೇ ಗಾಯತ್ರ ಚೇತಸಾಂ ಮಹಿಮಾನಾಂ ವಿಲೋಕ್ಯಸ್ಯ ನಾರದೋ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಋಷಿಹಿ ಅತೋದ್ಯಾಂ ವಿತುದಾನ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕಾನ್ ಕ್ಷತ್ರೇ ಗಾಯತ್ರ ಚೇತಸಾಂ ಮಹಿಮಾನಾಂ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ವಿಲೋಕ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಅಸ್ಯ ಈಕ್ವಲಿ ಆಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಲ್ಟೆಡ್ ಆಸ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್ ರಿಷಿಹಿ the saint atodyam the stringed instrument veena vitudan playing on slokan verses kshatre in the sacrificial arena agayat chanted prachetasam of the prachetas translation After observing the glories of Dhruva Maharaj, the great sage Narada, playing his veena, went to the sacrificial arena of the Prachetas and very happily chanted the following three verses. Translation with repetition. After observing the glories of Dhruva Maharaj, the great sage Narada, playing his veena, went to the sacrificial arena of the Prachetas and very happily chanted the following three verses. Purport. The great sage Narada was the spiritual master of Dhruva Maharaj. Certainly he was very glad to see Dhruva's glories, as a father is very happy to see the son's advancement in every respect. So the spiritual master is very happy to observe the ascendancy of his disciple. It is small purport. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salake Chakshurun Militam Meena Tasmai Sri Guruvi Namaha Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Varaswara Sutim Vyasam Tato Jaya Madiriyat Nashtapraya Shabadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Taishtiki ತದಾರಜಸ್ತಮೋ ಭಾವ ಕಾಮಲೋಭಾದಯಶ್ಚೇ ಚೇತಾಯೇತರನಾವಿಧ್ಯಂ ಸ್ಥಿತಂ ಸರ್ವೇ ಪ್ರಸಿದ್ಯತಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಇಸ್ ಎಂಟೈಟಲ್ಡ್ ಧ್ರುವ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಗೋಸ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್ So in the beginning of the 8th chapter from where the Dhruva Maharaj pastime started, actually Maitreya Muni first, there was a description of this irreligious sons of the of Brahma. So there was a description of the irreligious sons of Brahma, the falsity and of irreligion, the first dharma. So like that there were descendants of irreligion, and soon after that Maitreya Muni was very inspired to talk about the pious soul
Dhruva Maharaj pastimes. Although Swayambhu had five children, the eldest was Priyavrata and the eldest son was Priyavrata and the second son was Uttanapada. But he was very inspired to talk about Uttanapada's son first, even before Priyavrata. That is why in the fourth canto, fifth canto, very first chapter is talking about Priyavrata pastimes. But the son of Uttanapada, the elder son. But even before that, Maitreya Muni was very inspired to talk about, because after talking about the irreligious sons of Brahma, he immediately wanted to come to the talk about the more pious, demoniac and divine and demoniac like that. He wanted to talk about the very pious soul, like Dhruva Maharaj pastimes. So then we heard that as the pastimes goes, that Dhruva Maharaj was very much insulted by his stepmother. So although Suruchi was very harsh to him, talking very harsh, but those instructions were very, very useful. Now he went back home, back to Godhead. Indirectly, she was also cause behind him attaining the success of going back home, back to Godhead. So we heard all the pastimes, that how he was, the reason he took up these great austerities was even Narada Muni says in one of the verses that how powerful are the Kshatriyas. They cannot tolerate the even slight infringement on their prestige. So then he also encouraged Dhruva to go back home, don't take up this great austerities because it is not very easy. You should go back home. But then Dhruva said that no, I have to But then he told so many other things that I have to follow the spiritual path and all. But then Dhruva said that I'm very impudent for not taking your instructions. But although they are very, I'm very impudent because at this point in time I have so many material desires. So please help me how I can attain my spiritual material desires. Please help me. What should I do to fulfill my material desires? Of course, then Narada Muni also told the same instructions that Suniti had told. And the Lord says that he is very, very satisfied by the austerities. He says that austerities are his life. So we can please the Lord by these austerities. And Suniti also gave the example of Lord Brahma. He got the power to create by his severe austerities. And also Swayambhuva Manu also got the by pleasing the Lord by various sacrifices, he could please the Lord. So she said that she gave these two examples to Dhruva Maharaj, that how they attained perfection, how they did their services by doing great austerities. So like the Dhruva Maharaj, he took up this great austerities, and in a very short time, within 6 months, he had the darshan of the Lord, which is not very easy at all. So he had darshan of the Lord, and at such a young age of 5 years old, taking up these great austerities is not at all very easy. But he was very determined, to attain the success. So the reason for the success was he pleased the spiritual master. He followed the instructions of spiritual master so sincerely and so seriously that he attained perfection. That is the secret of success in spiritual life. Pleasing the spiritual master and following the instructions of the spiritual master. So that is the secret of success. It is also said that yasya deve para bhaktir yatha deve tatha guru tasya te prakashante mahatmanaha. So those souls who have implicit faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead and unto the spiritual master, all the import of the Vedic literatures are automatically revealed to them. So he had that he sincerely followed the instruction of his spiritual master, and he attained. Then very soon, within 6 months, he had the darshan of the Lord. As soon as he had the darshan of the Lord, he wanted to chant the prayers wholeheartedly, but because he was inexperienced, and so the Lord understood that he was trying to say some prayers, he gave his mercy by touching the conch shell to the at the forehead of Dhruva Maharaj. Then immediately he was transformed. Then he says that you have enlivened my sleeping senses, which were all sleeping, my hands, my legs, my power of speech. So you have given me the power of speech. So now you have enlivened my sleeping senses. Jeev jago jeev. So all these days I was like, was completely transformed, what's before and after. What he was before and what he became after. So like that Dhruva Maharaj, he realized, and when the Lord gave him the mercy, he wanted to say some prayers. So some prayers, one of the prayers I can tell what he said was, he said that all these people, they are worshipping the Lord to fulfill this, to fulfill their material desires through sense gratification. They are worshipping, to fulfill the desires of sense gratification, they are worshipping you. But actually, they want to satisfy this bag of skin, you know. To satisfy the bag of skin, they are worshipping you, asking you for sense gratification of the bag of skin. But you are like the desire tree who can fulfill the desires of everyone, who can end the repeated cycle of repeated birth and death. But I